Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
For those of you who know me, even a little, you know that I tend to be pretty obsessively optimistic, even when things are challenging, like now. What I see as a silver lining during this global pandemic is the number of emerging entrepreneurs, many of them women, and many of them women with children, who, since they no longer have a job to go to, are figuring out that they have skills and abilities and gifts that will allow them to earn a living right from home on their laptop. I think this is a very promising trend. When I was raising my kids, we really didn't have any choice but to put them in daycare. And that creates a lot of role strain for women when they're going to work and their children are being cared for by someone else. So I am very enthusiastic about female entrepreneurship, especially when women can earn a good living for themselves and their family from home on their laptop. I love being a part of this trend, and I love helping women who want to do this for themselves. Today's episode is called Becoming an Entrepreneur, and it is dedicated to all of my listeners who are entrepreneurs, emerging entrepreneurs, or know that they are entrepreneurial and just haven't started on that path yet. Here's what one of my listeners has to say about the Driven Woman podcast. This one is from Beyond Common. She says, "Absolutely amazing. This podcast tells you what you need to hear about how our brains really work, how to get over it, and live your best life. It is real, raw, and the truth we all need to hear, and I love it." Well, Beyond Common, thank you for this lovely feedback. And yeah, the brain is a very interesting thing, especially the female brain. So I love geeking out about it. I love sharing what I've learned, and I love that you love it too. Okay, here we go with episode 23, Becoming an Entrepreneur. You know, even though I believe I have always been entrepreneurial, actually becoming an entrepreneur has been quite a challenge. Because many of my clients are also entrepreneurs, and we often get into interesting conversations about how they came to be self-employed, one of my favorite questions is, did you decide to become an entrepreneur because you didn't want to have a boss or because you wanted to be your own boss? While they may sound like they are one and the same, I can assure you they're most definitely not. And the distinction turns out to be kind of important. If you happen to be an entrepreneur, it would be worthwhile to ask yourself this question. Go ahead, I'll wait right here. I asked one of my clients this very question today, and she was genuinely stumped. In fact, I asked her twice in different ways, and she just couldn't come up with an answer. She did, however, start telling me about a certain boss that she used to have. It turned out to be the last time she worked for someone else, and how that relationship created a defining moment in her life and in her career, the moment that marked the end of her life as an employee. I guess the fact that she was telling me this story in reference to my question gave me my answer, even though she didn't think she knew. As for me, I had my share of bosses that were memorable. Memorable for being overbearing, micromanaging, misogynistic, unethical, incompetent, and all 50 shades of all of the above. But I wouldn't say that it was a bad boss that was the last straw that drove me into entrepreneurship. For me, it really came down to knowing deep in my gut that A, I wasn't getting any younger, and by the way, none of us are, and I wasn't living up to my abilities, combined with a growing curiosity about what it would feel like to be the captain of the ship, my very own ship at that. You know, there seems to be so much romanticism around entrepreneurship these days, especially for women. Just take a look at how many blogs, vlogs, podcasts, and social media profiles are devoted to cultivating an audience of followers who want to ditch their day job and follow their bliss. It's really quite the in thing at the moment, largely because I think of the alluring prospect of online business, and because, at least for the millennial generation, working for someone else has become unrealistic, unsustainable, and something they are generally unenthusiastic about. There's a lot of talk about trading hours for dollars and exploitation and knowing your worth. And it's, to me, the modern day version of those ads I used to see at the back of throwaway newspapers and magazines touting, make money working from home, and targeting people who love the idea of easy money that accumulated in their bank account while they slept, once they sent away for the handy guide, at a reasonable price, of course. I suppose what got the party started was when we all started hearing stories about the dot-com boom and the 30 by 30, you know, those people making 30 million by age 30 and then retiring as soon as they'd sold that startup. Then there was the mommy blogger phenomenon, in which somewhat bored stay-at-home moms who would start blogging as a hobby only to discover that all the helpful products and services they were so generously recommending to others on their blog were made by companies who would gladly pay them, provided they had enough readers, thereby turning their little hobby into a profitable business. Quite a few people became accidental entrepreneurs when they found themselves with an upside-down mortgage after the crash of the housing market and were unable to find a job because the job market had bottomed out at just the same time. Others of us got dumped into the entrepreneurial game when we were riffed, only to discover that we were now considered too old to be marketable. Baby boomers who can't afford or don't want to retire, single moms who found a way to earn a living online without having to shell out 60% of their take-home for childcare, and differently abled people who needed more than a disability check to make it in today's world. All of these folks are represented in the new entrepreneurial economy. Now, to be accurate, not everyone who thinks they are an entrepreneur who identifies with the title actually is, by the strict definition. Many of them would be more appropriately labeled freelancers or independent contractors. But those titles don't have the same sex appeal and cachet as entrepreneur. Entrepreneur sounds French, and that always spells sexy, am I right? Just watch how people introduce themselves at the next socially distant gathering you find yourself, online or off. And don't forget to suppress your chuckles. I told you so. So whether we were running from something or running to something, once we're here in the land of no benefits, no paid time off, and always seeking customers, clients, or contracts, it really does help to wrap your mind around what it actually means to be here. After all, getting here is truly just the beginning. I've noticed that some entrepreneurs just seem to have what it takes right from the get-go. It's honestly hard to imagine them working for anyone else. But most seem to need to go through a process of transformation, where they shed their dependency on being told what to do by someone with more authority and learn to assume the position themselves. And then there are the folks that I honestly feel bad for. They're the ones who got pushed out of the workforce because they were considered no longer relevant. They never saw it coming and wasted far too much time, emotion, and energy feeling confused and sorry for themselves, seeking consolation from others in the same position. Some of them have turned to self-employment as a drowning person turns to a life preserver. And some do adapt. Others are unable to master the mindset changes that are required to be not only an entrepreneur, but fully responsible for your own business. Some of them do gladly turn out to be resilient and resourceful enough to make it. But the current trends to run fast and change direction without warning, so that they need to stay alert to keep afloat, might be too hard for some to keep up, but I really hope they do. I personally think we are all needed, the quick and the slow. And I think it would be a great loss to the younger generations if some of the older new entrepreneurs just felt they couldn't keep up and let go of the wheel. There's so much contribution to be made from the baby boom generation. And yes, contributions that even millennials can benefit from. It's been said that as much as 1/3 of the current workforce in the U.S. is part of the so-called gig economy, and that number is growing rapidly. Unless I'm mistaken, that means if you're not an entrepreneur now, you may be one soon. I guess it doesn't really matter if you chose to be here or ended up here because you had no other choice. It is a fascinating way of life. And once you make the mental and emotional changes that are necessary to really embrace it, it's hard to imagine going back, even if you have the choice. Hey, I hope you're enjoying listening to the Driven Woman podcast and looking forward to each new episode every Tuesday. Are you ready to take our relationship to the next level? Visit my website at DianeWingardCoaching.com. I have a weekly blog. There's a quiz you can take to find out what your ADHD signature strength is, and some other freebies like the 6 Steps to ADHD Mastery or the Driven Woman Roadmap Fast Track to Success. And if you're ready to get serious about going from spinning to winning and taking yourself from driven but distracted to focused, fired up, and flame retardant, you should definitely sign up for a free consultation. We'll spend 30 minutes talking about where you are, where you want to be, and whatever's getting in the way. I won't try to sell you if you're not right for coaching and I'm not the right one for you. But if you are, this might be the best way to make 2021 your best year ever. Want to hear from someone who's actually worked with me? Have a listen to my client, Rachel.
I didn't have you helping me along the way to understand a lot of this stuff. The meds would have been a waste for me, a complete and total waste. I would have had a little bit more energy maybe, but still the habits, whatever. There's no magic pill. It's always going to be something I'm going to have to work on. And I am understanding that and being okay with that and just kind of working through that and thinking and being intentional and stopping myself and doing all of the things for the first time in my life. I'm going to tell you right now, the meds have allowed me to slow stuff down enough that I've never been this effective at anything cognitive ever in my life. But I've also never had it explained to me by somebody who understands what's going on in my head either.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.